Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a little bit of KER politics. I did say we were going to probably eliminate most of KER politics, but I never said we were going to eliminate all of it. I want this particular hour of the show to be simply one thing, and that is sophisticated and providing knowledge both on investments and, I would say, valid opinions on the political sector right now in the world. And the political sector, obviously, what's going on right now, of course, I've got Lieutenant Colonel, retired Jim McKinney on the line with me. Jimmy, let's talk about where the Democrats stand in terms of their impeachment efforts in the House. Where do they stand on that?
Well, they continue to pursue the efforts. They have avoided any open discussion of the process, which really undermines credibility and transparency. So there's a question that certainly with a large percentage of the population, certainly Trump and administration supporters, of, hey, is this valid and what's going on? And their argument has been that, well, we have to do the investigation to decide if we're going to actually impeach. But it appears that the decision has already been made to impeach through numerous press releases and leaks. So why would they not open the process to transparency and allow the testimonies of the different witnesses that they're interviewing right now to be seen? Now, I think it leaves a very big question, and it also really smacks of politics versus some sort of legal justification for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, it would appear from everything that I've seen, and I know the various publications put totally different spins on exactly the same story. There's nothing more obvious than that right now in what's going on in the news. But the one comment that I would have to make is that I don't understand, because everything that I understand from this whole process is it is a legal process. Number one, it can be used obviously very effectively as a political process, but I don't think the liberals have a leg to stand on when it comes to impeachment. Now, let me just add a little color to this. I had drinks last night with some friends of ours, Jim, who are very, very bright people. They are very, very liberal, and you know who I'm talking about, but we didn't use names on the show without their prior permission. They think I am absolutely crazy. They think the impeachment of Donald Trump and ultimate conviction is a fait accompli. I don't see how they can say that, Jim. Do you?
The only way that they can say that is if they just watch the mainstream media reporting that we see that really doesn't approach this openly and with both sides. And I can say, you know, we can talk about CNN, we can talk about MSNBC. If you're listening to pundits, you know, Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, if you're listening to Don Lemon or, a number of CNN analysts out there, hey, it looks like a done deal because they're only giving part of the story. We do know that the transcript of the conversation that they're using as a premise for this investigation has been released. We do know that in that conversation, those very brief mentions of investigations are probably supporting what is an ongoing legal investigation and by the Department of Justice of what happened in 2016. That is fearful for them. And that's why you're seeing a lot of the mainstream media and a lot of Democratic operatives and certainly Democratic leadership spinning this in a way that is attempting to undermine the credibility of any look back in 2016. And that's the frightening part right now, is the manipulation of information in order to justify. It's propaganda. It's propaganda. It's no longer factual information. And we I think most people do not trust the mainstream media, but if that's what they hear, that's where they're making the decisions. And if they're activists, they're partisans, then they're going to believe what they hear.
You know, the one comment I would make about doing these political discussions is we're going to make it really a much larger discussion in the future than just Jim and myself. And the way that we're going to do that is we are going to, starting this weekend, we're going to address every single comment that you guys provide us. If you have any questions, it's really, quite frankly, the only way I want to keep this thing going. And the reason I'm saying that is because I have a lot of time for the opinions of virtually all of our folks. Some of you are a little out there, but I have a whole lot of time. I respect your intelligence, and I respect your passion, so I want to get you involved in the conversations, perhaps only through the blog initially, but let me tell you, Eddie and CFS and Jerry and everybody else, we're going to somehow get you guys on the air, and we're going to make these very, very large discussions. I guess I would have to say discussions among a whole bunch of people. I can, with the recording that I use on I'm Coming After You, Mr. Irish, we can have up to 5 people on a call. So there you go. I hope this evolves into that. Jim, you know, the reason that I find this to be so fascinating is because I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. And you know, I asked you guys a question back in 2016. I said, do you agree with me that this particular election is going to show, remember I said 2016, that this election is going to show how much power the Clinton family really has, while the election and the results of the election specifically is showing just how much power they have. The Democrats are doing things that are absolutely asinine, and they make no sense. But you know, when Bill Clinton and maybe even Hillary Clinton shake a stick, they're going to hit something. What do you think about that, Jim?
Well, I think you've made one very interesting point here, and that the Clinton team, if you remember, most people think of President Trump as the apprentice Trump campaign. People in New York and international representatives from all walks of life, all political parts of the political spectrum, actually respected him up until his entry into this race. Mm-hmm. He had very good press. He was thought of. You can look back at numerous videos and interviews, and they thought, hey, this guy's a really sharp guy. And he had, you know, he was friends with Oprah Winfrey. He was friends with, he actually, you know, was acquaintances with the Clintons. But once he entered the race, the Clinton team did a very effective job of labeling him as a racist, as a bigot, and a misogynist. And that developed this whole idea of hatred towards this guy because he said some things and did some things that were very unpolitically correct. You know, they were not politically correct. They did a phenomenal job using the politics of smear to completely change half the population's perception of the man. And I think a lot of people see that, and a lot of people are just repeating the political arguments that she started. And it is incredibly influential that they have continued to keep up this dialogue and diatribe. And he fights back. They spin that to say, hey, look, see what an awful guy he is. This proves it. But the reality is he's just fighting back to say, to try and keep even with the smears that are ongoing. And I think it's really a testament to how much influence that type of politics started with the Clinton war rooms to protect him in the 90s from the factual events that happened in his actually creepy lifestyle as a president.
Jim, we've got to take a real quick break here for a commercial. I want to just say one thing. I was thinking about running some previous segments with Ron Paul in the next segment, and the reason I decided to do that, well, you decide for yourself if it would have been appropriate. Stick around. Lieutenant Colonel retired McKinney and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with Senator Colonel Retired McKinney here. You notice I don't call him Jimmy anymore. The reason I don't do that is I'm a good friend of his, but I think in a public forum it's a little bit demeaning, and I certainly don't want to demean this guy. I was toying with the idea, as I mentioned at the end of the last segment, to do a rerun here of some of the things that Ron Paul had said about the Middle East, but I decided it would be perhaps certainly more effective and certainly more up to date if I just pose some questions to Jim that Ron, who is a good friend of mine, but he's a guy who I really do respect. And what I want to say about what he said is, you know, years and years ago, when I first met him in 2005, he said it is absolutely insane for the United States to be active in the Middle East as they are. And I want to say one thing. There's not a lot of difference between that particular statement and some of the things that President Trump has to say. But I got to tell you, look at what happened in the situation with Syria and Turkey, and look at how many other major countries potentially could get really involved in that. Do you want to tell me that the United States wants to be a part of that? I don't think so. Jim, what do you think?
So I think there was a time when it was very, very important for not only global stability, but for U.S. Economic stability to be involved in the Middle East, primarily because of the amount of energy that flowed from the region, both to the United States and to Europe. And the way that security was subsidized through there, the United States subsidized the security for Saudi Arabia, for Oman, for UAE, for Qatar, for a number of areas around the Middle East. And we did it through Fifth Fleet in Manama, Bahrain. We did it through U.S. Army Central, through U.S. Central Command, and, ABSENT, our Air Force Central Command. Those forces protected vital energy links that allowed Western economies to thrive. Mm-hmm. As we've transitioned away from the need, from the U.S. need to import that oil over a couple of decades now, through some very wise and powerful decisions to allow and expand U.S. domestic energy production. We've now become a net exporter. We now have become the largest exporter of the world. The need to support and sustain and defend that region is far less. Yes, in the long term, years ago, it was very important to do it. Today, I have to agree that it is a basket case, and stability, you know, we don't have, I shouldn't say a basket case. It continues to be problematic. I think very much because of the Obama administration policy that allowed the Arab Spring to really undermine the established government security systems in the region. And I think being there and continuing to subsidize that defense is incredibly negative for the United States over time. There are still times we're going to have to act, and there are still things that we're going to have to do because of the problem there. But ultimately, the Europeans should be a lot more focused on protecting their energy supplies, as well as the Chinese. And that's where the bigger problem becomes. How do we balance the Chinese growing influence and their attempts to control the energy that they need from that region, and then the European need, and again, for global stability? But we should not be subsidizing the entire world's security yet.
No, I agree 100%. Thank you, Dr. Ron Paul. Now, I also want to say one other thing, and I meant that, of course, euphemistically. I want to say one other thing. I think that Europe, with the influx of a whole bunch of very, very crazy people, really stands an awful lot to lose with this situation, given the proximity of the Middle East to some of their countries. Okay, and I think they're the ones that really need to be concerned. Would you agree or disagree, Jim?
I definitely agree. The problem with Europe, the EU has been able to expand and both unify and expand their economic power and influence based on U.S. subsidies for defense, both through NATO and through the Middle East. And at the same time, they never take the lead nor the responsibility when issues come up that directly affect them. The Europeans are, I'll use the word, cowards when it comes to getting involved in a conflict on many occasions. You can talk about it in the Balkans. You can talk about it in the Syria. You can talk about stability in Libya and all through the Mediterranean, South Mediterranean, North African areas. They will not act in their own best interest until the United States takes the lead, partly because they don't have the capacity to do it, and it's very detrimental to them. And they've set these systems up, these that would cost them dearly if they got involved militarily. Their unwillingness to defend their own interests and depend on the United States has put them at risk. And we've continually subsidize it. But at the same time, they support regions and they support different groups out of fear of offending their own internal populations that are growing from that refugee movement. They support ideologies that undermine their future. And it's somewhat disturbing in a big strategic view. I think they're basically destroying themselves by allowing open borders, by allowing these groups that that basically are attempting to undermine their authority, legal authorities, inside their own borders in order to appease rather than stand up against the problems.
Yeah, when you have open borders, as a lot of the folks in this country, the liberal folks in this country would like to have, for example, with Mexico, what I would like to ask each and every one of those people is, why don't we have open borders in the United States and Canada? I mean, Jimmy, you and I can see the customs buildings from our homes across the water, from Blaine going into Canada. I mean, there is a very, very serious and effective operation going on to make sure that the only people who can go into Canada or out of Canada are people who are okay, for lack of better terms. I mean, it's...
You know, Al, this comes down...
What's the difference, man? What's the difference?
This comes down to, just fundamentally here in the last 30, 40 seconds, it comes down to two different visions of the world. One is national sovereignty, retaining your own governance and your own future, or this idea of globalism that's being perpetuated through large corporations that want to destroy these borders in order to benefit... both economic and physical borders to benefit their own bottom lines.
Yep.
And that's the challenge right here. That's what we're facing.
Well, that very definitely is the challenge. It very definitely is what we're facing. And the comment that I would make is, I really don't understand. This 70, soon to be 76-year-old man does not understand the philosophy of some of the, what I would call, extreme liberals. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be right back. You want to make some money in the resource sector? Listen to our next two segments.
Find out more about today's guest. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Kevin Gielman, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, is challenging a subpoena to appear before a congressional committee to discuss terrorism threats to the United States on the day before he's set to leave office. McKeelman sent a letter to House Homeland Security Chairman Bernie Thompson saying he was surprised and disappointed to get the subpoena a day earlier. McKeelman has suggested that the department's top intelligence officer be the one to testify. Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, is holding the hearing on October 30th on terrorist threats facing the country. McKeelman is set to leave the job on October 31st after 6 months in the position. He took over after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen quit. No replacement replacement has been named to the department, which has seen its top ranks decimated through firings and resignations over the past year. The acting DHS secretary is the head of the Transportation and Security Administration. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome and continuing on with KER, no longer politics, but KER Financial, I think is what we're going to call it. I'm here with my friend Rick Rule right now. Rick will be on the show, if possible, at least once a week from now on, answering any questions that you folks may have, more on that later, and basically giving his perspectives as to what's going on in the resource market. Rick, I want to start out by saying, in terms of kind of an area of focus for Sprott Global, your people, Ken and everybody else, you primarily focus for your investors, your clients, on the junior resource sector, at least you used to. Is that still correct?
That's correct. Sprott is focused almost exclusively on natural resources and precious metals.
But primarily exploration stage companies, is that correct?
No, as a whole in the firm, we go up all the way to the very large producers. I think we're known, our competitive advantage is probably in the sub-$250 million market cap space. Mm-hmm. But we cover the whole industry.
Okay. Now, we were talking before off mic, we were talking about a chart. I asked you the question, what's your prognosis for the resource sector into the short to midterm? And you mentioned a chart that you say proves conclusively to you and your analysts that it looks like we could be in a pretty good time over the next 12 months. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think the chart's really dramatic. It says more than I possibly could. If you look at the chart, you will see that where we are relative to where we've been over 40 years is very cheap. It also shows the incredible upside in precious metal stocks during a recovery, between 200% and 1,200%. And that happens in a fairly compressed period of time, between 18 months and sort of 50 months. So the idea that we're close to the bottom, at the bottom, or just off the bottom, and that the past 11 recoveries have been between 200% and 1,200%, and that those recoveries have taken place over fairly short periods of time, tells me that people who can afford to speculate, particularly those who can afford to speculate that like the gold thesis, like many of your listeners do, need to be involved in this market.
How would you play the market right now, Rick? And we are going to be posting this chart, by the way, along with your interview. And my comment to listeners about that is, excuse me, too many cigars, no cigars. Anyway, having said that, my comment to listeners is take a look at the chart, see what you think. We'll have Doc comment on it during the week. But if you have any questions for Rick himself, just incorporate them in the blog, Attention Al Corlin. Anyhow, just kind of give me some general comments, if you would, Rick, about the blog. Or, I'm sorry, about the chart.
Well, I think the chart tells you a couple things. It's probably uncertain in the near term as to when we resume upward momentum. We've had a fairly good year this year for both gold and gold stocks. So I'm not saying that we're at the bottom. Maybe we're approaching the bottom. Maybe we're just off the bottom. But the point is that the upside is so dramatic that I think not being in the market presents substantially more risks than being in the market. I also am, as I think you are, Joe, fairly attracted to the fundamentals for gold, given the interest rate environment that we're in and given the lack of compelling opportunities for your money in other places. So obviously, you don't need to be all in now, but you do need to be in. And I think you need to be scaling up your investments throughout all of 2020.
You know, I think Rick is getting as old as Big Al is. Big Al sometimes called Joe, but not very often. Having said that, only by close personal friends, having said that, so where would you start, Rick? Let's talk a little bit about companies in general. I don't want specific names at this point. We'll talk about that later with all of the legal disclosures that we need to talk about. I don't want to talk about it right now, though. But in general, do you feel the uranium sector is a good place to be right now?
The uranium sector is going to require more patience, Al. It has, pardon the pun, explosive upside.
Yeah.
But I think the action in 2020 is going to be in the gold stocks. I will stay invested in the uranium juniors because I suspect that they're all going to need to refinance next year, and I may be the only guy who will give them money. If that's so, extracting the money from me will require a very juicy warrant, which I look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But for traders, for people who want action, I think you want to be in the precious metals juniors.
The thing that brought uranium to my attention is when I was still doing a lot of KER politics, we covered the President Donald Trump very, very closely. Not going to get into any opinions right now. That's for the discussion that Jim and I had in during segments one and two. Having said that, I noticed just a few weeks ago that Trump was saying we need to start exploiting the uranium sector in terms of additional mining to a greater extent than we have. Now, I felt when I read that was just kind of a no-brainer and that maybe I should go back and look into that sector. But you're saying hold your horses, keep your powder dry. Why are you saying that?
In terms of the global uranium market,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. uranium sector doesn't matter. We are, on a global basis, producing uranium fully loaded for about $50 a pound.
Right.
And selling it for $27 a pound.
No, there's a winner.
Losing $23 a pound and trying to make it up on volume.
Yeah.
Until we work through prior surpluses. The surpluses came about as a consequence of shutting down both the Japanese and the German nuclear fleet.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see a lot of upward pressure on prices, almost irrespective of what Mr. Trump does. If you can assume, and I'm not willing to assume this, but if you wanted to argue that U.S. uranium prices could decouple from global uranium prices if Mr. Trump became protectionist,
mm-hmm.
My suspicion is that Mr. Trump would exempt Canada. And if that happened, I think that the upward pressure on uranium prices, given Cameco's ability to service the U.S. market from Saskatchewan,
yeah.
would be minimal. I think you need to pay attention in the uranium market to pure economics rather than politics.
I think it's a very good point, actually. Now, let me ask you one last question. We got about 2 minutes left here. Now, Trump supposedly is really going through and getting rid of an awful lot of negative aspects of mining in terms of regulation. Have you seen that in the industry?
We have not yet seen it in the industry, although we have noticed that the the agencies seem to be a bit more balanced. Mm-hmm. What has been useful, I don't know whether this is an active Trump, active on the Trump agenda or something different. What we've noticed is that all of the agencies have been very slow to replace people who have quit or been laid off, which means that the agencies are becoming increasingly, I hate to use the word, but understaffed. Which is from my point of view, of course, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm a libertarian. But from my point of view, the fact that the agencies are being destaffed is wonderful.
Real quick, why do you say that?
I think the agencies are intrusive. And to the extent that they found themselves underfunded and understaffed,
yeah,
and less, from their point of view, less efficient, from my point of view, that would make them more efficient.
I think you've really got a point there. I got some first-hand knowledge on that. A close friend of mine who lives here and sent me along as a neighbor used to be the director of mines for Alaska. And let me tell you, he quit. Hey, guys, stick around. Going to take a real quick commercial break. Going to be back with Mr. Rule here within 30 seconds.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my friend Rick Rule. I have to say one thing about it. You know, the nice thing about having a friend like this is you really don't have to worry too much about interviews, because guys like Rick have a tendency to really impart a lot of knowledge, and in order to do that, they talk an awful lot. And all I have to do is take notes, and that's really a pleasure, I have to tell you. Having said that, Rick, right now you were telling me that you feel that because of the chart that we have posted here along with your interview, that chart shows very definitely that we are pretty close to a breakout in the general sector, which consists of gold and silver, correct?
Correct.
Okay, rather than talk about that chart, I want to talk a little bit about due diligence on specific companies. Now, I know how you and your associates work, and that is you get an awful lot of opinions from experts, people like Brent Cook, people, et cetera, like that, et cetera. In terms of due diligence, tell me about the due diligence process that you guys use when recommending companies.
Well, it starts with people, Al. One of the advantages of being in the market for 40 years, if I don't know somebody, I know somebody who knows that person.
Right.
So the people around a project are where we start. And it isn't just people who have been successful. They have to be successful at tasks that closely resemble that which they have selected for themselves in that company. As you say, we rely a lot on the community. We do a lot of background work, calling our own industry contacts, not just on the CEO of the company, but also on the directors and the big shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
We're also very driven by geology. We employ internally at Sprott 7 geologists. So we have expertise, I guess, in most rock packages in most parts of the world. We have a good team of financial analysts, and so we are pretty good at analyzing balance sheets and income statements and juxtaposing the two to create reasonable financial models and a reasonable sense of financial need when somebody comes to us for money. The other thing that we do is we pay real attention to publicly available documents. One of the great things about investing in public rather than private companies is that misleading people in public companies is a criminal offense.
Yes, it is.
simply looking at publicly available information over sort of a 5-year time frame tells you an awful lot. And if you juxtapose the information that you have from publicly available documents with the information that's given to you by the CEO or the CFO or the business development person, and pay attention to what they leave out of their presentation. In other words, pay attention to what you know, but they forget to tell you in the presentation. We'll tell you an awful lot about their intentions, Al.
Yeah. Rick, let me ask you a question. What about the concept of on-site visitations?
We almost never make substantial investments in a company without having one of our people, I'm talking about an exploration company now,
right,
without having one of our people visit the site, probably more than once. I won't give you the name, but we're doing a decent-sized financing for an Australian company.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Monday, the financing goes live.
Okay.
And we have now been on site at their deposit four times.
Okay.
That might be overkill, but the truth is they've enjoyed enough exploration success, or rather reported enough exploration success, that we wanted to make sure that our opinion or our analysis of their drill holes was consistent with theirs. So I would say that on-site due diligence is critical to our success.
That's interesting. When I was still in the business, I felt the same way. And I'm not a geologist, but I'm a people person. And I did okay in the business primarily because I really invested in people. But I think you have the whole package when you know the people, and you having the reputation that you do, and having, I would have to use the term, legs in the industry. I mean, you've been doing this stuff since the 70s. And I would have to say that's a pretty, pretty good, given the stature of your business right now, I would say that's a pretty good track record from everything that I've seen. In terms of rates of success, I know this is a bit of a difficult question to answer, but how have you guys done over the years in terms of your investments? And let's take a really difficult time. Let's go back over the last, the last 2 years.
Oh, last 2 years isn't so difficult. I'm glad that you didn't take me back further than that. The last 2 years, we have been pretty successful. We had, like the industry did, an ugly time in the 2011 through 2017 time frame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say that we did substantially better than the industry as a whole, because underperforming the industry would have been a difficult task. The Toronto Stock Exchange Venture Resource Index, I think that's what they call it, was off 88% in nominal terms in that time frame. So beating that wasn't a particularly tough challenge. But our overall performance during the period that's off was, of course, lousy. What speculators need to understand in the exploration business is that most exploration efforts end in failure.
Right.
The arithmetic that makes it good is that if you are disciplined, you can limit your losses per transaction to the sort of 20% range, which, while ugly, isn't fatal.
No.
But your wins can be 1,000% or 1,200%.
Mm-hmm.
1,000% win, particularly in a private placement where you get a warrant.
Right.
Where a 10-bagger becomes a 15-bagger,
mm-hmm,
makes you so much money that it amortizes a lot of losers and leaves room left over for sometimes extraordinary profits. And that's been the secret to our success over 40 years. If you look at the recent track record of the guy whose name is on our door, still a great client of ours, Eric Sprott.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is willing to accept a series of, for him, reasonably small losses in order to have a gain on the order of his Kirkland Lake gain,
mm-hmm,
which by now is at sort of $600 or $700 million Canadian and counting.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good hit for one guy.
That's not bad. That's not bad. That's what I call a great hit, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the way the game is played. If you look at the people around the business, mercifully myself included, who have been successful or very successful at it for 40 years, what you learn is that exploration is a function of controlling your emotions, controlling your losses, limiting your losses, and playing the game hard enough that you maximize your gains.
It's not an easy thing to do, but the one thing that I appreciate you saying is the fact that you have to have patience, number one, and you have to really either truly know as much as your people do, or you have to work with one of your people, in my opinion. Rick, we got 30 seconds left here. Tell me real quick what you think is going to happen over the next, let's say, 12 months, and you really only have 30 seconds, 12 months.
I think 12 months is easy. I think we're going to make good money over 12 months in the precious metals sector. I'm less bullish about the other resource sectors.
Ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like you to do, Rick didn't take as much time as I thought he would, but what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about and really concentrate on the chart that we have posted, that we discussed at length during the first segment in my interview with Rick. And also I want to say, if you have any questions whatsoever that you would like me to pose to Rick, because he will be on the show now at least once a week, not at least, but once a week, I don't think he has time to do more than that, I will certainly get those questions immediately to him and just ask him on the blog, and at that point in time I will read them, I will print them, and I will address those questions specifically to Mr. Rule himself. Rick, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, sir.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.